Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Trentfist Grizzlies.
Ooh.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
It's happening. Yeah, yeah. It's all happening. 2-7 matchup.
By the skin of our teeth.
I am Jack. That is Miles.
Yes.
The Lakers are in. I mean, that's something that's trending right now. Play-in tournament.
Yeah. I mean,
a bunch of people being like, what is this play-in tournament?
What I've heard tell of this play-in tournament, but what then happens? We saw the Hawks beat the Heat. And then the Lakers just barely avoided utter humiliation against the Timberwolves.
I don't know if it would have been utter humiliation. Yo, I mean, for Lakers fans.
Obviously. I think it was the kind of lifeblood for that other fans of the NBA need to be like, watch them lose this one where Rudy Gobert is suspended by his own team. Jaden punched his own hand out, and we have, you know, and somehow we're still just barely getting through. We were texting during that, you, me, and Jabari during that game. And I was just like, if there's just a guy who can hit a 3-pointer,
yeah,
we're going to win.
Just one. Just give me one.
Please.
Rudy came through with a big one.
Yeah, before. He did.
And then
absolutely.
Dennis Schroeder, who I'm always asking myself what he's doing out there. His game just bothers me for some reason. It doesn't. I just can't get on board with it. It's like he is a shooter who his shot like always feels weird to me. It feels like it's never going in when I see him take it. But he came through huge
for
the Lakers. The play-in tournament for non-sports fans, 7 and 8 in the league in each conference, Eastern and Western Conference, play each other. 9 and 10 play each other, and then the winner of the 9 and 10 game plays the loser of to see if they can make it into the playoffs. So the idea is that it allows for more teams to have a chance,
right,
so that it's not just like cut and dry and like, you know, 3/4 of the way into the season is over for half the league.
Yeah.
And it's fun because it's the only single elimination game other than game sevens that you get in the NBA. So
totally.
It's a blast.
We are going to see the Memphis Grizzlies next up, and I'm sure I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I'm my confidence will come back. A lot of it took a very big hit last night, but it will emerge, and I will be my normal toxic Laker self.
As my second team this season, I just that it was exactly what I expected to happen, is that everyone was like, they're gonna take care of them easily, and then they're down 10 in the third quarter or whatever. It was just
they're down 15.
They always make it interesting.
Yeah, that's the thing. Good entertainment. The refs also made it a very entertaining game too. So shout out to them too.
Well, everybody. I mean, complaining about the refs, your mileage may vary, because there a lot of people were like, the Lakers were getting every call. And
oh yeah, I mean, Jack, trust me, I know where my take comes from. It comes from the land of La La, because I've seen the stats where, like, numerically it's verified how many calls go the Lakers' way.
Yeah. All right. NPR is trending. NPR is bailing on Twitter. Mm-hmm. This seems to be a trend. I'm seeing an uptick in people who are like, I'm just off Twitter. Like Alex Schmidt from Secretly Incredibly Fascinating.
Oh, really? He's gone?
Yeah, he's gone. He's like, oh, you can find me on Discord, but I'm no longer doing the Twitter thing. And NPR saw that and they said, out of solidarity with Alex Schmidt.
Absolutely. Now
they're just saying, I guess Twitter labeled them as state-affiliated media, like a propaganda network.
Yeah, right.
And then they changed the label to government-funded media, but Twitter's trying to delegitimize mainstream journalism. NPR, primarily funded by good old corporate sponsorship. Yeah. Like
and
the rest
listeners
of,
like you. Like, you hear it all like the time. Like, they're not... I think... What's the stat? Like, it's very...
4% of their funding came from the government.
Okay. Yeah.
On average, so less than 1% of their operating budget can be traced back to the government.
And also, Elon, don't get too frightened by NPR. They're still going to cape for the status quo at the end of the day. They might report on things that make you uncomfortable, but I don't think we're going to see the kinds of takes that are calling for pitchforks outside of the Tesla factory.
Right. No, definitely not. They're pro-commerce. They are in the pocket of the... you know, commerce departments. But it's also interesting because if you compare the amount of money that they get from the government with his fortune, which is being driven by like government tax breaks for billionaires and for like carbon emission credits. And you'll see that he is by far much more funded by the government than anyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. We look at the story of a lot of American businesses told from the perspective of people who aren't just buying into the billionaire kind of selective forgetting that happens. You'll see that they're getting a lot of help from the government along the way, but they rail against any attempt to tax them or do anything other than worship them as self-made men.
Yeah. He needs a label on his fucking account that says government funded billionaire.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
That'd probably be more accurate.
But people are pointing out he hasn't applied the same label to actual U.S. government funded outlets like Voice of America, which is like the CIA radio station, and Stars and Stripes. So interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's not interesting. It's just so fucking cynical. This is the year of the wealthy person clap back where... Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. You guys are bad.
This extreme left media of NPR.
Come on, y'all.
Their main shit is Market Watch. What are you talking about?
There's your Overton window right there.
Yeah.
When like NPR is like being seen as like, oh my God, they're left of Jacobin. Like, what are we going to do?
And then we also have, it's an N news day because the NYPD is doubling down on their dystopian nightmare robots. They just announced that they're bringing back DigiDog, which sounds like one of those little pocket pets that people used to have
Gigapets.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tamagotchi.
It's actually a creepy robot dog that they introduced back in 2021 and then immediately withdrew from service because everyone was terrified and it was just a weird
rightly
look.
I mean, it's like every city's been doing this. We talked about even the Bay Area where they're like, hey, we're gonna have one that can kill people.
Yes.
And people are like, no, you're fucking not. And they're like, oh, okay, I didn't fucking realize you guys are so fucking sensitive.
I think the way they announced that was by killing somebody, wasn't it? Like, did they bring like a bomb into somebody during like a hostage situation?
That was the first time it had been used.
Yeah. This was like Dallas.
Yeah, that was in Dallas. And they were basically, people were like referencing that as being like, oh no, this is not the first, like, we have used robots to kill people, or the police have used robots to kill people before.
Kind of our thing, guys.
Yeah, because we don't pay these cops enough, you know, to put themselves in danger. You know what I mean?
There was a press conference with Mayor Adams where he stressed, we cannot be afraid of this new technology, which is just like, if you're on his staff, you gotta like watch RoboCop a couple times to just make sure he's not doing like an exact recreation of a robot apocalypse movie. This has sparked many of the same concerns people had back in 2021 when the dog was dispatched only in poor communities.
Right. They're like, where will it be, Mayor Adams? He's like, well, I mean, if it's in a housing, like public housing, you know, if you're in public housing, yeah, probably. Okay, so yeah, poor people. We will terrorize poor people with this robot dog. Okay, yeah, cat's out of the bag.
Deployed as part of a response to a home invasion in the Bronx in February, and officers used it at a public housing building in Manhattan, which caused a big backlash. Some people described the device as emblematic of how overly aggressive the police can be when dealing with poor communities.
Yeah.
And then a city councilman subpoenaed the police requesting records related to the device, and suddenly the contract with Boston Dynamics was canceled.
Huh. Oh, you want to know about the... Oh, no, I'm sorry. So actually, we're done. We're not.
What robot dog?
That reminds me of like when you try and like as a kid, you try and lie to your parents and they follow up with another question and then you just bail on the scheme entirely.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, oh, actually, yeah, like I'm going to go to Steve's house and his mom is going to be there. So it's okay. Like, I'm just going to walk over there. You don't have to worry about me tonight. When really I was going to go there to like make a bong or something and get so fucking high. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll call his mom. And I was like, actually, you know what? I'm not going to go there.
Steve's
sick. Steve's, oh my God. I don't know if you heard, mom. Steve's fucking racist. Yeah. So fuck that, actually. I'm not going anywhere. So don't call his
mom.
Come
to think of it.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. His mom is racist too. So let's not put ourselves through that.
They also, so the New York Post recently had a cover, Big Botter is watching instead of Big Brother. Because they also have the K5 autonomous security robot, which is the thing that we've talked about before that I've seen around like hospitals in Los Angeles. It's the exact same thing. It's made by Nightscope, produced by Nightscope.
God. K-N-I-G-H-T, my view.
And it's a security robot that is egg-shaped. It looks like a butt plug, like the tip of, you know, the space shuttle, but mainly the butt plug.
It's ribbed for a perp's pleasure. Brian is saying it looks like a TARDIS from Doctor Who. Yeah,
it looks
tracks.
Exactly like a TARDIS. Yeah.
It's just so dumb that I wouldn't necessarily feel safe by it. Although, like, the people who like want to always evangelize about this should like, it prevents crime.
Yeah. So that's the thing that they keep saying, and yet there's not even like a single instance. They can't point to a single instance of it stopping a crime.
Well, Jack, it can predict and prevent crime.
And prevent crime? How is it predicting? First of all, these things are the slowest moving motherfuckers that you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
So most experts claim that it is at most a roving scarecrow.
That makes sense. I mean, it's like the same as like, I remember in the 90s when like CCTV cameras kind of like people were like, oh, that'd be good for my business or whatever. But then the people were like, look, we know you can't afford that. How about this shit? That's just a decoy. So motherfuckers think you have a camera outside your shit. Like, this is the equivalent of that. We don't need to look at the mountains of research and analysis on, you know, societal breakdown and where quote unquote crime emanates from. We just need more garbage cans with cameras on them.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back, and Governor Bill Lee is trending. Tennessee governor.
Yeah, he's actually doing something about guns. What? Even though he refused to use the word gun for like a week after the shooting, and even though he said one of his wife's best friend was a victim, well, now he has come out with basically, I mean, it's a very American approach. And again, this is from a Republican. So let's just say, it's just slightly better than the status quo, where like he wants to just have like more robust red flag laws. Here's the thing. It wouldn't, you know, require background checks for gun sales between private individuals, which a lot of people are like, you got to, you know, lock that down. But it does require like criminal activity. And like if there's like court ordered mental health information, that's sent to Tennessee's like background check system, like within 72 hours. And apparently, you know, directs like the law enforcement agency that is in charge of the background checks to like review the system and submit a report within 2 months, identifying any barriers to complete accurate and timely reporting of information. So it's a whole look. It's basically a step in the right direction, but doesn't come close to in a way that I feel like most activists are like, oh, wow.
Right.
Look at you. OK, Governor Bill Lee. But I don't know what we can really expect from Republicans at this point, especially in a state that is completely locked up red. And it's just wild. Like Senator Rick Scott, he said he also came out and said he personally knew one of the victims of the Louisville bank shooting. But then even in that hasn't said much of like anything about gun control.
Right.
And like, I'm like, what do these people like? Do they think they're scoring points for knowing gun violence victims, like when this kind of shit happens, and then doing fuck all about it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what
a racist person being like, one of my best friends is black. And, you know, I'm still racist.
But here's the thing. That's why I'm not going to do anything about like racially motivated police violence.
Right.
It's like, yeah, wait, exactly. What does that mean? It's like, I knew George Floyd. And that's why I'm voting against this police reform bill. Huh? Yeah. So again, they just come off as the shittiest fucking quote unquote friend you could ever have.
Yeah.
But it's just so weird, like the way like they are so opportunistic to say that. But then again,
like, I knew one of those victims and I'm not going to do shit about it. So,
oh my God,
what does that tell you?
Oh, sir, you sound like in a really bad way, Senator. yeah, kind of cease to feel my own humanity anymore. So I just plug it up with opulent purchases of Hitler stuff.
Miles, there's nothing about that that is weird.
I can't wait to talk about we have to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about this in the coming days. The Atlantic did an article written by a Harvard grad about how there's not a Nazi bone in that guy's body who collects Nazi memorabilia.
And I know because he's been nice enough to have me over for drinks.
He's just a good host who knows that me and my Harvard grad friends get a big kick out of Nazi memorabilia and seeing how neat the stuff is. That's what's funny is like the stuff that they have is like really nice linens and like it doesn't teapot. Make Nazi Germany look, it's not like this is the ruins of a concentration camp. It's like, look how nice the like thread work is on this Nazi stuff. Doesn't look that tell you how evil they were?
Yeah. And their ability to use precision machining?
Max is trending. HBO Max is no more.
No.
There is only Max.
There's only Max. There's only Zool.
I thought for sure, because I read a headline that said HBO Max reveals its name change. And I was like, well, they're probably going to drop the Max because that's Cinemax and that's not really a big important part of their brand. But no, they dropped the HBO.
Yeah.
They're just taking it to the Max.
Yeah, Maximum. It's so stupid. To your point, like HBO is the only thing that gave it like a sort of a hook when you even read the name. It's like, oh yeah, I know HBO, like Prestige TV.
Sure.
And now it's like Max. Okay, anyway, so it's going to be changing now on, I guess, May 23rd. Here's the thing that just blows my fucking mind and just like wants to be like a pirate forever. So with ads, it's going to cost $9.99 per month. If you want it ad-free, it's $15.99 per month. Then you can get ultimate ad-free for $19.99 a month. And really, they're basically saying like, you want ultra high definition?
Oh, you like, want like good quality?
You bought that 4K TV and now, so you want 4K? Okay. Mm. Oh, you got a sound system? Okay, so you want that too? Okay, so that's going to be about like $5 more a month.
Right.
And then like, I guess you can add a few more screens to stream, but like the pricing tiers are, I don't know. I'm like, just like I slowly got off Twitter. I don't know, like, I don't know where I'm going to end up with all these streaming services, man.
Yeah.
I got a lot of tables, it feels like, these days with all these streaming things and keeping track of like all these like $9.99 bills I have pop up every month. Right. I'm like, what the fuck is this again?
Paramount Plus. Remember you wanted to see if Yellowstone was as weird as it seemed?
Yeah. Or it's like, oh, you wanted to watch like a bunch of the Road Rules Challenge?
Yeah,
I did. And now I don't know. Now I'm like trying to watch old Beavis and Butthead reruns and acting like it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not.
You just gotta make that money worth it. So you gotta just grind through
the back catalog. How about this, Max? Just give me fucking HBO.
Yeah.
Honestly, I get that there are some other cool like Max originals and stuff, but I know a lot of those got shit canned anyway. So just fine, you got me. Just give me my HBO. But yeah, not ultimate ad free. I love that they get ultimate ad free Max.
Ultimate ad free to the maximum.
Okay, Dad.
Has there been a good product with a Max like added? Like Pepsi Max, not great in my experience.
The Nike Air Max.
Those worked. Yeah,
that's the only one I think I can give it up.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, April 12th. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yep.
Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Nope.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.